Hi, I'm George Dunham.
And I'm Craig Miller of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
One of the highlights of our show, weekdays from 2 to 5, has been our weekly visits with Lollygag head football coach Tom Foolery.
This cassette will bring to you the best of Coach Tom Foolery as we chronicle the Lollycats' 1994 football season.
It all started with Lollygag's opener with the Divine Warhorses.
It is football season, and this is the first big Friday of high school football, so we've got to get in touch with our official high school football team, Lollygag High, and their head coach, Tom Foolery.
The Wildcats.
The Wildcats open the season tonight against Divine. We got to call Coach Foolery now. So
you got his number there at the field house.
Got it right here.
Go ahead and...
probably be three rings, you would think, where they actually pick him up here. Two ringy dingies.
Fieldhouse.
Yeah, Coach Tom Foolery, please.
Hey, it's such a catchy job, but you got him.
Hey, Coach, it's us, Dunham and Miller.
Well, howdy. How you guys doing this weekend?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I bet you're getting fired up for the opener tonight against Divine.
Well, I tell you what, fellas, anytime you go down there and play them war horses, you got to bring your own horses, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we know what you mean.
Wait, that's flat out strap it on and slobber knock you.
Yeah, we know it. So this is a road game. It's at...
Yes, sir. We're going down to Divine. Every time we go through there, you know, we stop the bus after the game and let them go to DQ there in Divine.
Sure.
On the way home. But,
not a bad deal.
Hey, they got a great community down there in Divine. We enjoy playing them.
Well, has it been a good week of work for your team?
Well, I tell you, I think our kids are ready to play football. You know, we've been through the 2-a-days. We talked about that. Hot. And we're ready to play football. Our community's ready. Had a great pep rally this morning right before school. And I tell you what, our offense is really coming around. Our quarterback, Billy Bob Brubaker, he's about as good as we've seen here down in these parts in the last few years.
Right.
And he's got a great target in Scoopy Justice. Scoopy can make some of them famous catches that he made last year. I think we have a good chance to win district championship.
Coach, when you looked at the pep rally audience this morning, what did you tell them? What was the message you tried to get across?
Well, George, I told them, I said, hey, our kids, our 22 players ain't going to win the football game. You right. People out there at the pep rally, the band, pep squad, drill team, those are the people that are going to get out there and show the school support, get on their buses, get in their vans, drive down to Divine, and if they come from behind us, then they're the ones that are going to win the football game, not just the kids strapping up the jockey straps.
Sure. Now, give us a little indication as to what your schedule is like this year after Divine.
Well, you know, that's the one thing that's scary about our team. We got to get out to a good start tonight because, heck, right after this, we go down to Pearsall, and then we got Jerdenton, and then Poteet, and the Strawberry Pickers are one of the toughest teams down here.
And, the Strawberry Pickers.
And then, we open up the district schedule against Hondo.
Well, that'll be a tough one. That's always a tough. You know, I wonder what you're going to tell your team because you're known for your inspirational speeches. What are you going to tell your team? You're in the locker room. It's quiet. You're ready to take the field against the War Horses. What do you think?
Well, George, I can tell you our kids are already on the bus, and they ain't going to hear this on radio up in Dallas. But I tell you, I've already got my speech prepared, and I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Tonight, we've got some kids that are involved. But we need some kids that are committed to winning football games. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like ham and eggs, George. I mean, the chicken, he's involved. But by golly, the pig's committed. And we've got to have some football players that are ready to sacrifice, get out there, and get dirty, and win football games. And if that's the case, then I'll be happy as a puppy with two Peters.
Oh, man. Coach Foolery.
Yes, sir.
Good luck tonight. Say hi to Snicky Snack for us.
I will do that.
Yeah, how's JoJo doing?
Snicky Snack and Cody Lemons and all them big old boys. And we hope to talk to y'all next week. 1-0.
Well, good luck. We'll talk to you next week. We'll review this game, and we'll look ahead to, was it Pearsall or Jerdenton?
Jerdenton
next week. Okay. Coach
yes,
Tom Foolery, thank you very much.
All right. Take care, fellas.
All right.
That's Coach Foolery. From Lollygag High, the Wildcats and the Purple and Gold going down to take on the War Horses of Divine tonight.